Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics. Why Slice? Just P. L1. Tonight we're going to be reviewing Nas and DJ Premier Light Years on Mass Appeal Records. What y'all think about that?
I was hoping for more, but it was good. You know?
What about it?
It was good? That's it? It's good. It's good. It's just not, mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be greater, you know?
Okay.
In what way?
I mean, I thought it was going to be more bangers, you know, like more, you know, I felt like, I thought it was going to be like a just banger straight through, you know what I mean? I guess, I don't know, like I felt like maybe they were going to have something in the vault from the 90s or something, or the 2000s, like, it didn't feel like that, you know what I mean? I know we shouldn't be expecting something in 2025 to sound like something from 1998 or 97 or 95 or nothing like that, but it was just, it was a good album. I thought Nas lyrically was what I expected him to be. I thought the song content was good. I think, like, the beats were okay. There was probably like 7 or 8 joints out of the 15 that I really liked. And then the rest of them was kind of like, just Nas kind of carried it lyrically. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? There's a couple standouts that I'll talk about, you know what I mean? We'll get into, but you know, I think it was good. Just not as great as I wanted it to be. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be real. I'll just say this right now. It's not messing with some of the King's diseases, and it's not even like maybe one or two magics I think is better, you know what I mean? Like I think 4 or 5 of those 6 albums are better than, you know what I'm saying, this project, in my opinion, you know what I mean?
I do think Nas's albums with Hit Boys are better, you know what I mean? It's just because the production was a little different. Oh, we start doing this. Primo been slacking since for a while, you know what I mean? But certain joints were fire on there. Certain joints were pretty dope. Some of them were bad. Yeah. Some not bad, but just way beyond below what I expected. Like, It's Time. Right. I don't know what made them use that sample.
Yeah, oh man, that was the low light. Thank you for saying that. That was, I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Welcome to the Underground. I don't know what made you make the beat like that. I don't know what made you.
I like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right. I've seen a lot of people complain about that one.
But a lot
I
of
thought drinks, it was all right.
A lot. Sons was dope. Nasty Nas Esco or whatever that joint is called is dope.
That's dope. Right? That's dope too. Yeah, both of them.
Writers is a dope concept and a dope record. It shout out a lot of
incredible
people. That's all they've been talking about is, oh, I heard my name in the Nas song. You know what I mean? I think that's right. Pretty cool. Sons, the way it continues with the Daughters record is dope. New York State of Mind 3 is aight. You know what I'm saying? It's not fucking with the other two, but it's aight. You know what I mean? The drink with AZ.
Wasted that Billy Joel. Hold on. He wasted that Billy Joel. He wasted the old... He just gave Billy Joel a bag for that, and he wasted that. That's a waste. I'm sorry, yo.
Unless you get MOP on the remix.
Yeah, do something. I don't know.
You gotta get MOP on the remix. You got to.
And I'm gonna be real. Like listening to the lyrics for New York State of Mind, he's talking. Nas is talking that talk.
He is.
You know what I'm saying? He's speaking some real joints. Like it. I felt what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's just that beat, man. Like
that's
yo.
Why I said MOP.
Right.
That's why you I can't. Said if you hit, you can hear MOP over that.
Right. Like, yeah, I agree with you on that. Like, but that was a waste of giving, you know, Billy Joel cleared that. You got to go crazy. Like, you got to make something monumental. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that with that. Nah.
I mean, that's what he tried. I'm not mad at Primo at his beats. I just think he needs to kind of transition. He should have been doing it like when he gave up the radio. He should have something else where it makes his production more exclusive, like a label or something. Because now it's just looking bad. Not looking bad, but it's kind of looking like tarnished for Primo. I'm not going to lie. And I'm sad by that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I see people talking about
it. I would agree with you on that.
Well, me, I liked it. But I thought, listen to the Rock Marcy collab with Primo, and I didn't really like the beats. And I was kind of hoping it would be different for this. But like you said, Nas definitely carried the album lyrically. The concept of the songs were dope. I like Bouquets. Of course, I like Writers. I like how Nas definitely gave the culture a shout out, the culture as a whole, like the different elements of the culture. Mm-hmm. And he named it, you know, he repped it. Other than that, the beats were kind of like lackluster to me. It's not even typical Primo, but like you said, we can't be looking towards the 90s. Like we said off camera before you even got on. I think we're looking for that Gangstar, Jay Rude the Damager, like Group Home. You know what I'm saying? Early Nas, early Jay. Mm-hmm. Like, we looking for that. Like, Gangstar. You know what I'm saying? We looking
for B.I.G. Gangstar. B.I.G. Right, Primo. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right, like,
we looking for that.
Even that.
And
right.
Primo, like, 60, yo.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Even though that doesn't mean anything, it don't mean nothing. It shouldn't mean anything because of his age, but I don't know. Maybe he... I don't know. And Nas picked the beats at the end of the day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We do got to realize that, too. It's a collaborative effort. So they both had to agree on the beat selection. You know, and, you know, people always get at Nas for his selection of beats. But maybe him as an artist, as a creator, maybe he hears something different than we hear. So maybe it's not our ear. Maybe it's his ear. That he's going off of. Like, I had to take that into consideration today while I listened to it three times, you know, like, because I might not appreciate the beats, but obviously there's something that he heard where he's like, he could get in a groove. Because don't nobody rap like him.
No, nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody rap like him. Like, we thought, like, he credits G-Rap, and you hear the G-Rap influence. Mm-hmm. We've heard it from the beginning. But it's different. He has his own cadence. You know what I'm saying? Like, his mind is different, obviously. Yeah. He has his own cadence, the way he writes, the way he thinks, his concept, just like any other artist. So like, his ear is different. You know what I'm saying? I liked it overall. And I actually liked the AZ joint.
Yeah.
I think they was going off. But there was some joints that I really didn't. So it's like, all right, I'll listen to it because it's Nas, but then it don't have no replay value for me. Like, some of the
strong
songs.
Like, it wasn't strong. Right. Like
right.
But this is interesting too, right? Primo got the formula that he's always had. He's always had like the same type drums and a sample and like scratches and shit. So like, what other sounds can he take or samples can he take? That's why, like, to mitigate that, he kind of should have made it, like, spaced it out exclusive, because all he's doing is looking for shit he ain't never done. You know what I'm saying? That's why you hear the sounds you hear, you know what I'm saying? But it's the same shit.
So you think he was trying to step out the box? You think he was trying to step out the box a little bit?
To the underground, like, that don't have that, like, that Primo formula. But,
Right.
Like, him with his tried and true formula, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like, when you have that one type of style, he should have spaced it out where he could make himself more, like, preserve his legend, legacy. You know what I mean? But
you know what this kind of, you know, like, this. Sorry to cut you off, P. My bad. Go ahead.
I just said.
Now you know what this kind of reminds me of. This feeling reminds me of when we listen to Nasir, and I'm not saying as a collective, I don't want to speak for y'all, but for me, right, when I listened to Nasir, I had high hopes, right, because at that time, Kanye was making a lot of noise. He really couldn't miss, to me, in my opinion, around a little bit, maybe more so before that came out, but around that time, Kanye was still Kanye. And I had high expectations, and then listened to it. I said, this is good, but it's not great. I expected greatness between them two. And I'm going to be honest, in my personal opinion, I think this album is better than Nasir. And I think Nasir is more of like an EP, whereas this is a full-length LP. I could be wrong. Is Nasir considered a full-length LP?
When Kanye... It's nine songs. That's when Kanye was doing those nine... albums with Pusha, Tiana Taylor, Kid Cudi, Nas, and himself. That was around that time.
What I wanted to say is Nasir sounds better to me now, and I appreciate it more now, currently, in the past few years, than I did initially. The first few runs, I was like, nah, this let me down. This is not as great as it should have been with one of the best producers in hip-hop and one of the best lyricists in hip-hop. And now I'm feeling the same way now. But like, I think down the line, we may appreciate this more as we give it a greater listen. You know what I mean?
Well, also, if he would have, because like when he did that, people were already like, yo, where's the Primo album? Yeah, whatever, Kanye, but they was already... So if he would have dropped the Primo album like when it was at the height, like when he was doing Nas's like and shit like that, then like Nasir would have been like appreciated right then and there. Cause that was the one like major drawback. And also to me, like just watching the impact of it, it was cause like fucking Kanye was doing like an album a week or like big albums every week. So it's like it didn't really live. You know what I'm saying? They didn't really push it like that. But a lot of the drawback because people were already like, what the fuck? Like, look now, the Hit-Boy shit is better. But back then, people were like, yeah, whatever, nigga. Where's the Primo album? Or da-da-da-da, Nas and Primo. Like, the hype, you can't, like, they should have been did this already, yo. Especially if Primo had that one formula like he got, which is dope. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Nas was already elevating Kanye. The Hit-Boy type shit, you know what I'm saying? So, what else? I want to see what Premier's going to do next, yo. Because I'm really hurt that he got to see that, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't he produce? He did a beat on Ransom.
De La, no one said nothing, and no one said nothing about that Ransom album. This was the shit I was afraid of. I was like,
I forgot about the Ransom joint, and that wasn't really. Mm-hmm. It was short. That wasn't even like, how many songs is that? That's not even more than this.
Remember.
I was waiting to hear the Primo fell off or type shit back then. No one said nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's
Rock I didn't March. Double back on the Ransom album. I didn't double back on it.
I just ran one. Yeah, I ran through it one time and I was good.
And then he dropped another album the next week or some dumb shit like that, yo.
I'm used to Ransom and Nicholas Craven. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I think they work together. Right. So, it kind of, bugged me out, to even hear Ransom and Primo drop. That was kind of, not weird, but I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm more used to him and Nicholas Craven.
You got to be strategic. With your releases, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like the times and the strategy to kind of play with the people, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, people will be like, people are never satisfied. That's what Nas and Master P will be like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if had they dropped it earlier, you know what I mean? It might not have had the same type of impact. But it's
there's more songs on there that I like than that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So I can be content with it.
Yeah.
Is it a classic? No. I mean, but that word, I can't even use that word. Yeah, that word is used so loosely. I saw somebody on Thread say it's a classic, and I'm just like,
everything is
man,
a classic to somebody so-called.
Everything is a classic.
Yeah.
I think so far on Mass Appeal, I think Mobb Deep and De La Soul has the best release.
Yeah, I'm happy with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm talking about for me as me listening, of the albums, as all the Master Pill releases, I think Mobb Deep and De La Soul has the two best so far.
The crazy thing is, a lot of them Ghostface songs was fucking shit from way back then. And then people were like,
"Yeah, you going to I like the Empress. I like the Empress' new clothes too. I like that too because Ray is rhyming on the
yeah, it was good
he's,
too.
He's top tier rhyming. He's top tier rhyming.
Well, I'll leave my comment that I'm about to drop for a little bit later in the discussion. But what I want to say about writers, that song was so incredible, right? Like, not necessarily, I mean, just the idea behind it was so incredible for hip hop, like as a culture, that like I think he should do a similar version with the B-Boys. That would be, to me, incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, like, you know, how in-depth his knowledge or his participation is with the B-Boys. But I'm sure he knows many and he could have somebody build that up around him. I would like to see that, like a continuation. Because remember when he did Unauthorized biography of Rakim?
Rakim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He said he was going to do one on KRS-One next. KRS, he never did that. Right, which I was kind of looking forward at the time, not so more nowadays, but like I thought that was dope. But then you got this where you mentioned so many of the greats of the element, and now it's like, to me, you just invited hip hop to come back together, like as a culture, because you gave these artists a light where we were talking about ourselves as Zulus. We was talking how the culture is disconnected from each other right now. Mm-hmm. Now it's basically mm-hmm. just invited everyone to get back together. Like, that's how I feel it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it made me think. And then when he named all those female MCs on Bouquet, man, that's incredible, man. A lot of brothers ain't giving light to the MCs. Go ahead.
He didn't mention Cardi B, though.
Yes, and that's a great standout, because I listened to it 2-3 times purposely to see, did he leave her out? But he said at the end, if I didn't mention you, I love you all, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Which
was cool, because you can't name everybody.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're going to name the city girls, right? You know what I'm saying?
Or Sexy Red.
Right, then you got to name Cardi. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not a big Cardi fan at all, or a fan, period. But you got to put her ahead of a lot of those people that he mentioned. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
On writers, he shouts out Topaz, right? And what's crazy mm-hmm. is that Saturday, I just did a record with Topaz. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. So all this morning, texting back and forth, like, is that true? I just heard your name in the song. That's crazy. But he's pretty happy. JS1, you know what I'm saying? Seeing him, pretty happy and posted. Couple people I know, I didn't even know, but I know definitely I woke up like, oh shit, he just nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Topaz. And we just was talking about how, you know what I mean, we gotta do that record. We just did it Saturday, yo. You know? Dope. And also, hold on real quick before you move off the album. Mm-hmm. I like how Nas was flipping Biggie style, and then he was also flipping like his older Corta. Like
his old
You know what I'm saying?
That was cool. So,
on people.
Yeah, I think we're all pleased with it. You know what I'm saying? We all appreciate it for what it is. I just think that we all had greater expectations. That's my summary of it. But what I want to ask y'all is, what's next for Nas? Like, I mean, he done did it all, right? Like, his discography is...
He's supposed to have a RZA. I thought he had a RZA album. I thought he said that.
I feel like I heard that also.
After Tenacia, he did. He said when that song on Lost Tapes 2 dropped, when he had Tenacia, he said he mentioned Primo, and he mentioned album with RZA.
I'm for it, but I need a Havoc album.
I want to hear Pete Rock. I want him and Pete Rock to set aside their differences. I want a Pete Rock, and I want a Large Pro, and I want a Marley Marl.
He might not rhyme no more. He might just, you know what I mean, Master Pill, Casinos and shit. I don't know. The more interesting thing
he might have faded out. But
all right, I'm gonna ask you this. If you had a pick though, right, you had a lot of demands right there. I mean, I would love to hear all of that, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If you had a pick, if not saying I'm coming out with one last album and it's gonna be exclusive work with one producer. Would you rather hear him with P-Rock or would you rather hear him with Havoc?
This is already starting to go crazy. But yeah, yeah. He might not rhyme.
He rhymed. You rather hit. P, I just asked Watt a question. If Nas is going to come out with one last album and it's going to be exclusive with one producer, would you rather hear him and Pete Rock do the album or him and Havoc?
Probably Havoc.
Ultimately
Large Pro. You know what I mean? I would like that.
I think that may be the... It could be... I still want to hear Havoc, though. That's my personal preference because he's one of my favorite producers of all time. I just think him and Havoc will make something like... I guess it will be kind of sinister. I don't even know if Nas has that in him right now. I think he would. I think he can crush it if he wanted to. Right. It will be probably a better sound for right now for Nas, Pete Rock. It will be an album for 2026 or something, like perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like with Nas's maturity, the concepts, the who he is right now will be perfect for Pete Rock, right. I think
Hit Boy, what's he going to be? I think him and
they might have to go back in the studio and do something else. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? What do you think about, I was telling Watt earlier, like Nas might just like get all the younger producers, get Hit Boy, get Conductor, get Derringer, you know what I'm saying? Get some of the ones that's putting in work, the younger generation right now, making noise. You know what I mean? That would be dope for Nas too. You know what I mean?
I would do that too. I'd get with like a Derringer or some shit like that, a Conductor Williams. I could see that.
That'd be crazy. You know what I also think, and this is just me being a fan, I think what we were expecting from this would be something that we would get if Nas went in the studio, you know, with everybody that he like did Illmatic with. Like bring Primo, right. Bring Pete Rock. Bring LES, you know what I'm saying? Right. Bring all the producers, Large Pro, bring
Tip.
Right, Tip. Bring everybody back together, similar to what Kanye did with My Twisted Dark Fantasy, fly out somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And just, it doesn't have to be Illmatic too, because Stillmatic is kind of like Illmatic too. I don't want to, don't even touch Illmatic. Don't call it Illmatic too. Don't call it Stillmatic too. Just use those producers, you know what I'm saying, and create something for 2026, 27, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? That would be a great way to, like, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, I would love to hear it.
That's true.
Yeah. I think he cemented himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would chill, do guest appearances. I think I'm like 50-something years old, bro.
That don't mean nothing.
But
we can't do that.
He's not stopping.
We can't do that because like, yo, we can't do that because the other genres don't do that, man. They don't have age limitations. We can't do that. We can't. Well, nobody tells Mick Jagger don't got to hang it up.
But he not dropped.
Well, he just said this on My Third Childhood. He just talked about that.
Yeah, Buckethead's still performing. Buckethead just dropped the album.
Yeah, but they're not doing six albums.
Even though he's not talking.
they're just performing their hits, and then they might come.
Nah, Buckethead just dropped a new album though. But he's a guitar player.
What was the one before that? I don't even know what a Buckethead is. But where was
Buckethead
the album
was signed to Boosie Collins? He signed to Boosie Collins. We met Buckethead when we was traveling with your man.
It's a beautiful time. Mm-hmm. What's the album before that? Did he drop an album? It's kind of hard.
He did, but not in the sequence of Nas though. Not right. Yeah, not in that time span.
It's a lot to be doing the run. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
If Nas,
I don't think he's burnt out though.
I don't think he's burnt out though. Another album like that. You know what I'm saying? For a little while, I think he'll just do guest appearance.
I mean, I'm not demanding that he drop an album in 6 months or a year from now.
I bet you 26 he drops something. This Mass Appeal run, he's going to keep that going. And the best way to carry this run for the label is for him to produce more. I'm telling you, I think he will.
Not, But Mass Appeal's a whole thing. They did Conductor Williams and Room Streets. They got Davies. Like they got a label. Like they could rock out. Nas don't have to be. Nas don't have to rap. You know what I'm saying? He could just do. He could do like another Legends.
P, don't be giving Nas the idea to chill out, man. I want the brother to step on the gas and keep going. You know what I mean? You want him to go on the yacht. You want him to go on the yacht with the caviar.
What was the first words y'all hit me with? Not Primo fell off. This is at, until we wake up one day and then they trash. That's what I'm saying. I want people to go out on top as long as possible.
But I never heard Nas spit no trash though. I'm gonna keep it real. But Nas, like, I never.
You want Nas to fucking start?
Maybe the beat selection. Maybe the beat selection. Maybe, but like Nas never. Disappointed in the verse or
that
song
Nostradamus. I didn't like that. I think that might be one of his worst songs.
Nas is not going around rapping.
Yeah, but he was still rhyming though. On that.
He's not
nobody like. I didn't like the hook. I didn't like the beat. But he still was rapping. Was like the verses was the hook was brutal, but the verses was fire still.
But Nas is not going around.
You're right.
Nas is not going around on the radar. Nas makes songs, so half the songs is the beats.
I don't care about on the radar, though. I don't care about that.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if beats can't be whack, if all you're doing is making songs, you see, you can't be like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
That's like that arguably is more, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely 50%. And if like, so I don't know, but I would not be rushing out there again.
Either. I would say 2 years would be a good time, you know, and then you could drop whoever else. Like, who else is supposed to be coming out?
Nah,
I'm sure
over.
They got a lineup next year. I mean, the year is over, but I'm just saying, I know they got a lineup.
I think G-Rap said he's about to get on the Legend Has It. I don't think it's officially over. G-Rap just announced that, like, not officially, but I think he said that he was invited to get on it, and he's about to be a part of that.
On the Juice Crew joint?
No, like he's going to do a Legend.
Like, he's going to do a Legend Has It album. Like, he's going to be on that as well.
Okay. All right.
Like, so, maybe early 26, I don't know, you know.
Mass Appeal got it's a whole label, so it could do a bunch of shit.
I think Wu-Tang should do their last album on Mass Appeal.
They could if they would, but
it'd be dope.
Cool. Or RZA be wild.
Have Nas involved in that, right? RZA has a good respect for Nas. Yeah. He thinks he's one of the greatest.
Let them do the last.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the respect is
mutual. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they did a tour together, so.
RZA got to make beats. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, he RZA can't let the live orchestra take over again. He got to keep A Chosen. What's that rock band group he got? A Chosen and all of that. Like, he got to keep them out of it.
Man, listen, just bring.
Go back to Stapleton
and
get
True
some
Master.
Dust.
Bring Mathematics. Bring, you know what I'm saying?
Fourth Disciple.
Bring them involved and just make it like you really have the authentic Wu sound. Like, they're not gonna, him bringing all of them together is not gonna, they're not gonna fail together, but like maybe him out, you know what I'm saying? Cause he likes to experiment with sounds, you know what I'm saying? He likes to be groundbreaking, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but maybe they could keep him in line, you know what I mean? That would be dope, you know what I'm saying? It would definitely be dope. I'm for a whole another run of Legend Has It, you know what I'm saying? Continue it on. All the legends, you know what I'm saying? Like, it will be cool, you know what I'm saying? Mass Appeal really did something great for hip-hop this year. It should be saluted. It should be respected, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just going to keep my eyes open and appreciate what we have, man. You know what I'm saying? I think Clips is still the greatest album of 2025. In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Follow Deep's Infinite.
Shout out to my man Tremaine Emery from Denim Tears for doing the collab with the Light Years merch. You know what I'm saying? I think they had a pop-up today. It was in-store only, you know? So shout out to the bro, man. You know what I mean? He putting in work too in the culture as far as fashion and merging it with hip hop and all of that and jazz music and, you know, playwrights and all of that. So shout out to my brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Salute. You know, if he's tuned in, man, we would love to have you on the show, man, and pick your brain and talk about fashion.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to him about it.
It will be our honor. You know what I mean? One thing I also want to add on for the Nas fans, tomorrow on Amazon Prime, they're going to do an exclusive concert, I think out in Las Vegas, full-length concert, I believe, on Light Years, right after the Knicks game. The Knicks play tomorrow in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals. They'll play the Orlando Magic at 5:30, and I believe and that's going to be on Amazon Prime, that game. And right after that game is over is exclusive access to the Nas concert with DJ Premier, from what I read. I haven't saw much promotion. I just saw one thing on it. So, you know, those that are fans of Nas after the Knicks game, a lot of people going to be tuned into that. You know, check out that concert. We might get, you know, the chance to see some of these songs performed live probably for the first time. You know what I mean?
Nas gives a dope live performance, too. He gives a dope live performance. Yeah, yeah. I've seen him. I saw him at the Wu-Tang joint. Me and Wise went in Ohio. Right? And I actually, And I went to the Nasir listening party in Queensbridge, you know?
Right.
And that was dope, too. You know what I mean? That was pretty dope.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Nas a legend. Man. Primo is a legend, too, man. Despite whether he, you know, took a step back or whatever. He has too much classic material to ever try to play him, but greatest. You know, I guess, you know, as fans, well, as not even fans, because that's short for fanatic, but supporters and avid hip hop listeners and being a part of the culture ourselves, like we expect a certain, you know, he's from a certain ilk to us, you know what I'm saying? He's a certain pedigree. So when we hear certain beats, we just like, dag, like, we know it ain't gonna be like what's that song? What's the J. Rue song with the water
come
drop
clean.
With the
Come Clean. Come clean.
It ain't like Come Clean. It ain't like Superstar or Above the Clouds or, you know what
I'm
saying?
That blew your wig open. Shit that blew your wig open.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yo. Let me hear that run that back 100 times in a row. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But yeah, peace to Nas, peace to Premier,
cool,
man.
Though.
Thank you.
It's cool. Well,
yeah, it definitely is, man. But yeah, we appreciate the album, man. Salute. Peace to all the listeners, supporters, you know what I'm saying? Apple Music, Spotify, this audio version is available. Follow us on YouTube, follow us on TikTok. Man, salute to all the supporters, man. Peace and love. Spears and Mikes.
Peace.
Peace.